Good evening, this is Akashvani and I'm Anita Thapar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says 2024 Lok Sabha election is not just for making a government, but to make India a developed nation. Opposition Alliance INDIA holds rally at Ramlila Maidan in New Delhi, alleges lack of level playing field in this election. National Testing Agency extends last date for online submission of application form of CUET undergraduate 2024 up to 5th of April. Festival of Easter is being celebrated all over the world. NIPL Gujarat Titans defeat Sunrisers Hyderabad by 7 wickets in Ahmedabad. Second match between Delhi Capitals and Chennai Super Kings underway in Visakhapatnam. And in Miami Open Tennis, unseeded American player Daniel Collins wins women's singles title. Yannick Sinner to take on Grigor Dimitrov in men's singles final. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today kicked off the BJP's Lok Sabha election campaign at Meerut in Uttar Pradesh. Addressing a public rally, Mr. Modi said, the 2024 Lok Sabha election is not just for making a government but to make India a developed nation and the third largest economic superpower in the world. He said when India was the 11th largest economy in the world, the poverty rates of India were soaring. The Prime Minister said when India became the fifth largest economy, over 25 crore people successfully came out of poverty. He said when India will become the third largest economy, poverty will be eradicated and the middle class will fuel India's growth.
Aaj Bharat mein tezi se aadhunik infrastructure ban raha hai. Infrastructure ke nirman par abhutpurva nivesh kar raha hai. आज हर सेक्टर में नौजवानों के लिए अनगिनत नए अवसर बन रहे हैं. पूरी दुनिया भारत को भरोसे से देख रही है.
The Prime Minister said India is making unprecedented investments in the manufacturing sector and the youth of the country are getting several opportunities in every sector. Mr. Modi said, today, India's credibility is at new heights across the world and the whole world is looking towards India. Prime Minister Modi said he is fighting a big battle to save the country from the corrupt and that is why big corrupt people are behind the bars today. The BJP has fielded TV serial Ramayan fame Arun Govil from the Meerut Lok Sabha constituency. Rashtriya Lok Dal President Jayant Chaudhary and several other BJP leaders were present on the occasion. Uttar Pradesh will go to polls in 7 phases. The opposition Indian National Developmental Inclusive Alliance today organized a Maharally at Delhi's Ramlila Maidan to protest against many issues, including Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's arrest. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge alleged that the central government is misusing institutions to threaten the opposition parties. He also alleged that there is no level playing field in this election. Mr. Kharge said, this election is for saving our democracy and the constitution, so the opposition must fight unitedly.
सब लोग मिलके काम करें, चाहे हमारे कुछ भी मतभेद हो, लेकिन यहाँ एक होकर एक मंच पे हम आते हैं. हम देश के एकता के लिए, अखंडता के लिए एक मंच पे हैं. ये इंडिया गठबंधन जो बना, देश के रक्षा के लिए, लोगों के रक्षा के लिए और आपके हिफाजत के लिए बना.
Congress leader Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi, AAP leader and Punjab CM Bhagwant Mann and jailed Delhi CM Arvind Kejriwal's wife Sunita and other leaders of the alliance attended the Maharally. This was the first public meeting of the INDIA bloc leaders since the coalition was founded in June last year in Patna. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has set out at the opposition INDIA bloc rally at Ramlila Maidan, saying it is not a safe democracy rally as projected, but a safe family and hide corruption rally, while briefing the media at the party headquarters in New Delhi. The meeting of the Central Election Committee of the Congress Party for the Lok Sabha elections was held in New Delhi today. It was attended by Party President Mallikarjun Kharge, Chairperson Congress Parliamentary Party Sonia Gandhi, K.C. Venugopal and other senior party leaders. Senior Congress leaders of Bihar were also present at the meeting. The BJP today announced Damodar Agarwal as the party candidate for Bhilwara Lok Sabha seat in Rajasthan. The party today released its 9th list of one candidate for the Lok Sabha election. Political activities in Sikkim are gearing up for the simultaneous elections of the lone Lok Sabha seat and 32 seats of the State Legislative Assembly. The simultaneous election is scheduled to be held in the first phase on the 19th of next month. The ruling Sikkim Krantikari Morcha, SKM, BJP, Sikkim Democratic Front, SDF, and the newly floated Citizen Action Party, CAP, and the Congress are the main political parties in this electoral battle.
Altogether, 14 candidates including Dinesh Chandra Nepal of BJP, Gopal Shetty of Congress, Indra Hangsubba of SKM, Prem Das Rai of SDF, Bharat Vaishnav of CAP, Kharga Bahadur Rai of Sikkim Republican Party and 8 independent candidates are fighting for the Lok Sabha seat of Sikkim Parliamentary Constituency. As many as 146 candidates of different political parties and independents are contesting for the 32 seats of the State Assembly. Ruling SKM and SDF have fielded their candidates in all the 32 seats, while BJP is fighting in 31 seats, CAP in 30 and Congress in 18. Incumbent State Minister Prem Singh Tamang and State Legislative Assembly Speaker Arun Kumar Upreti of SKM, former Minister Pawan Kumar Chamling and SA football player Baisung Bhutia of SDF, Ministerial Candidate of CAP Ganesh Kumar Rai and State Unit President of BJP D.R. Thapa are among the prominent candidates for the State Assembly election. Ibomcha Sharma, Akashvani News, Gangtok.
Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah is on a two-day visit to Rajasthan. He held organizational meetings in Jaipur in view of the Lok Sabha elections, which will be held in two phases in Rajasthan next month. Mr. Shah chaired a meeting of the party leaders in Jaipur and took stock of the preparations of elections of 5 Lok Sabha constituencies of Dausa, Karoli Dholpur, Nagaur, Churu and Junjunu. CM Bhajanlal Sharma, BJP State President, CP Joshi, former leader of the opposition, Rajendra Rathor and other leaders were present at the meeting. Mr. Shah also held a roadshow in Sikar this evening. He is scheduled to hold a meeting of the State Core Committee later on in Jaipur. The Home Minister will go to Jodhpur tomorrow to hold meetings of leaders there. President Draupadi Murmu today honored former Deputy Prime Minister Lal Krishna Advani with the nation's highest civilian award, Bharat Ratna. The President presented the award to Mr. Advani at his residence in New Delhi. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, former Vice President M. Venkaya Naidu, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah and the family members of Mr. Advani were present on the occasion. In a social media post, President Murmu said the doyen of Indian politics, Lal Krishna Advani, has served the country with unwavering dedication and extraordinary skills for more than 7 decades. Expressing happiness on conferring the Bharat Ratna upon Mr. L.K. Advani, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "It's very special to witness the conferring of the award." He said this honour is a recognition of his enduring contribution to the nation's progress. Mr. Modi said that the dedication of Mr. Advani towards public service and his pivotal role in shaping modern India have left an indelible mark on history. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
The National Testing Agency has extended the last date for online submission of application forms of CUET undergraduate 2024 up to the 5th of April. Earlier today was the last date for the submission of applications. As per the NTA, the date has been extended on the request received from the candidates and other stakeholders. It said the candidates can also use school ID or any government ID with a photograph to facilitate identification. The National Testing Agency conducts the examination for admission to undergraduate programs at different central universities and other institutions. The upcoming CUET undergraduate 2024 exam is set to take place from the 15th till the 31st of May. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that India's gross domestic product GDP will grow by 8% or more in the fourth quarter of the current fiscal year. Addressing an investment summit in Mumbai, she said the economy is expected to show the same rate of year-on-year growth for the 2023-24 financial year due to the impact of improved inflation management and macroeconomic stability. India, the third largest economy in Asia, grew 8.4% in the October-December quarter year-on-year, outpacing the 7.6% growth recorded for the previous quarter. In a significant market shift, foreign portfolio investors, FPIs, have become net buyers in March 2024, injecting 35,098 crore rupees into Indian equities. The surge was observed across various sectors, including capital goods, automobiles, financials, telecom and real estate. Despite some late selling in the month, activity levels were notably higher than the subdued performance seen in January and February. In the first 2 months of 2024, FPIs were net sellers, offloading equities worth 25,744 crore rupees in January and making purchases of only 1,539 crore rupees in February. The Enforcement Directorate ED has provisionally attached movable and immovable properties worth over 17 crore rupees from the family members of Surendra Singh, alias Chiku, a notorious gangster of Haryana. The attached properties are situated at Narnaul in Haryana and Jaipur in Rajasthan. ED initiated an investigation on the basis of various FIRs registered by the Haryana police against Surendra Singh and others for kidnapping, murder and extortion. ED investigation revealed that Surendra Singh was managing the crime money of Lawrence Bishnoi through his gang members and acquired properties in the names of his family members and relatives. The festival of Easter is being celebrated all over the world today, marking the faithful belief that Jesus rose from the dead after being crucified. Midnight Easter prayers were held at various churches across the country last night. Churches across the country are organizing special Easter services to offer Thanksgiving prayers. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans beat Sunrisers Hyderabad by 7 wickets with 5 balls remaining at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this evening. Chasing a target of 163 runs, Gujarat Titans posted 168 runs in just 19.1 overs to overall the target. Saizu Darshan top scored with 45 runs, while David Miller hit an unbeaten 44 to steer the Gujarat Titans to victory. Early opting to bat, Sunrisers Hyderabad posted 162 runs in the stipulated 20 overs for the loss of 8 wickets. The second match of the day between Delhi Capitals and Chennai Super Kings at the VDCA Stadium in Vishakhapatnam is underway. Opting to bat, Delhi Capitals were 183 for 5 in 19.2 overs when reports last came in. In Miami Open tennis, unseeded American player Daniel Collins has won the women's singles title. In a major upset, Collins defeated fourth-seeded Alina Rybakulkina of Kazakhstan in straight sets 7-5, 6-3 in the women's singles final in Florida this morning. In the men's singles, second-seed Yannick Sinner of Italy will face 11-seed Bulgarian player Grigor Dimitrov in the men's singles final tonight. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that enhanced rainfall and thunderstorm activity is likely to continue over northeast India till Thursday. Heavy rainfall and snowfall is likely over Arunachal Pradesh. IMD has predicted light to moderate rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Sikkim. On the other hand, the IMD has forecast heat wave conditions over Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, North Interior Karnataka and Telangana during the next 3 days. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says 2024 Lok Sabha election is not just for making a government but to make India a developed nation. Opposition alliance INDIA holds rally at Ramlila Maidan in New Delhi, alleges lack of level playing field in this election. National Testing Agency extends last date for online submission of application forms of CUET undergraduate 2024 up to 5th of April. Festival of Easter is being celebrated all over the world. In IPL, Gujarat Titans defeat Sunrisers Hyderabad by 7 wickets in Ahmedabad. Second match between Delhi Capitals and Chennai Super Kings underway in Vishakhapatnam. And in Miami Open tennis, unseeded American player Daniel Collins wins women's singles title. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in. And that's all in the News at 9. Good night.